According to the National Complete Streets Coalition website, Complete Streets are, quote, designed and operated to enable safe access for all users. Michael Gorman is a board member with Bike Blono, a bicycle advocacy organization and proponent of Complete Streets. Welcome to the Sound Idea Studios, Michael.
Thank you.
Streets designed and operated to enable safe access for all users. Can you break that definition down? What does it mean?
Yeah, absolutely. So, in the past, say, 5 or 6 decades, streets in our community have been designed specifically for car users in mind. And what you see around the country and around the world is that streets can be done more cost-effectively and with more inclusivity in mind if you keep track of making sure that cyclists, pedestrians, car users, transit users, and everyone else of all ages and ability levels are all kept in mind throughout the planning process when you're redesigning a street.
And how might Complete Streets benefit bicyclists and members of your organization?
Yeah, so bicyclists are certainly one aspect of Complete Streets. Depending on the street, you might see no changes. Say on a quiet residential street, you don't need any treatments to make it safe and comfortable for all users and abilities on a bike. But if you're talking about a more arterial type street, you may need more dedicated space for a bike, such as a bike lane that might be buffered or protected with physical barriers. But it really depends. It's not a one-size-fits-all solution throughout the community. It depends on the street and the context of that street.
Is Complete Streets designed for people who only have one bike and that's their primary mode of transportation? Or is this for a family of five with five bicycles? Who's this designed for?
It's designed for everybody. It really is. We're talking about all modes of transportation, all users of all abilities. And certainly, as a member of a bicycle advocacy group, I am I'm looking at this from a bicyclist perspective, that may mean people like me who have a car as well, who sometimes rides Connect Transit, who also owns, I think I have 3 bikes. But that can also be people who only have a bike as a mode of transportation option. A lot of people who are riding around town these days do not have a choice to get in a car when the weather's crummy or when Connect Transit isn't currently operating on Sundays. They just have a bike. So you need to keep those people in mind so that they can get to work, they can get to church, they can get wherever they need to go anytime they need to.
Who else benefits besides bicyclists?
Well, everyone does. So when you make a street safer for bicyclists and pedestrians, you're also making it safer for people in cars. We've learned a lot in the past couple of decades about street safety. And what we know now is that when you design a street to be a straight shot with wide lanes and no trees on either side, people are going to feel comfortable driving faster down that street. And when you're driving quickly, that's unsafe. Studies have shown that people driving a car at 20 miles an hour, if they hit a pedestrian, the pedestrian has a 90% chance of survival. If you're hit as a pedestrian and a car is driving at 30 miles an hour, there's a 50-50 chance. And if the car is driving at 40 miles an hour, that's only a 10% chance of survival for the pedestrian. So one of the things that you're going to see the community looking at is making sure that streets are designed to be safe, not just for bicyclists and pedestrians, but also for cars, because the current way that the streets have been designed is really to promote speed over safety.
How much is this going to cost the city? Has there been a cost-benefit analysis? And if there has been, who benefits the most by it?
So we're still at the very early stages in the process here. There is no specific proposal on the table. It's just sort of talking about options. What you see in other communities around the country that have adopted Complete Streets policies is that they can actually end up saving money. It costs less to build roads when they don't have to be, say, 4 lanes wide and accommodate cars and trucks in every single one of those lanes. When you design a community's streets only to accommodate cars, you have to make sure that people can get around that everybody in the community can get around the community in a car. And what that means is that you need more car lanes. When you allow people to choose different modes of transportation, then you don't need as many car lanes because fewer people are going to choose cars. That's shown in study after study around the country. And building a bike lane is much less expensive than building a car lane. Orders of magnitude difference. I mean, it's for one thing, it's skinnier. For another thing, so it doesn't need as much pavement in that regard. It also doesn't need to be as deep of pavement, because bikes cause far less wear and tear on roads than heavier vehicles.
Have you seen in other communities where Complete Streets has been enacted that there has been an increase in bike use, pedestrian use, public transit use, that sort of thing?
Absolutely. So any mode of transportation, and if you build it, they will come scenario. So there is induced demand. When you build a community that can only be traversed by car, people are going to use cars. When you build a community that can also be traversed by a convenient public transit system, people are going to use that public transit system. Same thing goes for bikes and pedestrians.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Willis Kern, speaking with Michael Gorman with Bike Blono about Complete Streets. A Complete Streets policy will be discussed at the Bloomington City Council meeting tonight. How deep is the understanding of Complete Streets in the community, and maybe we should start with the people on the city council, the aldermen right now. How do you think they understand this concept?
Sure. So it is, in our community, it's a new discussion. It has been sort of behind the scenes for a little while. It was included in the City of Bloomington comprehensive plan that we adopted a few years ago. So people who are paying attention know that this is a conversation point, that people are thinking about it. But I don't know that there's been any real public education campaigns about what Complete Streets can mean in our community. But it has happened in 900-ish communities around the country already. So the conversation is out there. It's easily Googleable. The National Complete Streets Coalition is a great resource to learn more about what Complete Streets are.
Does Complete Streets mean, okay, we're going to make this a complete street, so therefore we have to tear it up, we have to tear out the curbs, we make the areas between the sidewalks and the street smaller, we widen the streets? Is there a lot of that that happens?
It's all a case-by-case basis. And if this policy gets adopted, it doesn't mean that overnight everything in the community is going to change. What it means is that when the city or the town is looking at repaving a street or widening it or whatever else, if they're planning to do something major to that street, they're going to look at it through a different lens. They're not just going to pay attention to the car driver's experience. They're going to pay attention to everyone's experience. And it depends on what street that is, what they would end up doing. Sometimes that may mean changing the way that the sidewalk is configured with the street. Sometimes that may mean adding pedestrian crosswalks, high visibility pedestrian crosswalks, in points where pedestrians need to cross. It may mean adding buffered bike lanes or protected bike lanes. It's really a case-by-case basis.
It seems to me the definition of an incomplete street, at least in this community, is Veterans Parkway, particularly
Absolutely.
When you look at it for access from bicyclists, pedestrians. There is very little of that. How much do you see Complete Streets in Bloomington and eventually in Normal changing Veterans Parkway?
Well, Veterans Parkway is a road owned by IDOT. So the communities do not themselves have any power over what happens there.
Right. However, it's a state highway that IDOT manages, right?
Yeah. Yes. However, there are things that we can work with IDOT on to improve the experience for Veterans Parkway. We would never advocate for putting, a white paint of stripe or a white stripe of paint down Veterans Parkway to add a bike lane. That would be dangerous. But improving crossings across Veterans Parkway, making sure that signal timing is sufficient for people on bikes to get across, making sure that everyone is visible. Potentially, you could see added amenities such as around the country, there are signal actuators, the devices that sense when someone's present at an intersection, that will detect the difference between a bike and a car. So if it senses that there is a bike waiting to cross Veterans Parkway, then it'll give a little bit more time for that bike to get across. Things like that can be done with IDOT.
How do Complete Streets accommodate people who wish to cross a street, like maybe a Veterans Parkway, for example? You mentioned that signalization upgrade, but what else?
Sure. So another thing that you see in communities around the country is pedestrians have a lot more priority on streets around the country than they do here in Bloomington Normal. And I think that's a culture change that should be addressed. One thing that can be done easily to address that is painting high visibility crosswalks. So not just two stripes of paint, there would be sort of zebra stripes, they're called, across the street. And then a lot of communities even use signs right in the center yellow line that remind drivers that state law says you need to stop for pedestrians in the crosswalk. And those signs are incredibly effective. You can see them at, I think the nearest community that I've seen them is around the U of I campus in Urbana-Champaign. And people stop 100% of the time. It's really incredible.
So maybe you can characterize this a little bit as to the magnitude and the scope. For instance, Complete Streets, does that supersede a community that has a bike plan, for example? In other words, if you're a Complete Streets community, there is no need for a bike plan, is there? It's embedded in the Complete Streets plan.
Yeah, to some extent, that's true. A dedicated plan for bikes and pedestrians is also helpful because it reminds, it's sort of a thinking about it in advance versus thinking about it on a case-by-case basis. So it's important for cyclists to be able to get around an entire community, not just have a bike lane here and a bike lane there and not having them connected in any way. And that's what a solid bike plan will do. What Complete Streets does is it says, when we're looking at a street anyway, we should consider all these different modes.
It's hard to predict politics, but what do you think of this policy's chances in Bloomington? There's only discussion at the meeting tonight, but do you think it's going to move forward and are there enough votes among aldermen in Bloomington to support it?
I certainly hope so. But like I said, this is not a firm policy at this point. Really, what tonight is aimed to do is to gauge interest among aldermen. There may be some aldermen who want the best Complete Streets policy in the country. Others want to do something, but not quite that far out, that big of a change right away. So we'll see where people stand tonight, and then the city staff will be developing an actual policy from there.
Has Mike Blono been lobbying either the city staff or city aldermen about this plan?
We've been working with them. I wouldn't say we've been lobbying. We haven't met with every alderman, but people who have shown interest, we've talked with them, certainly.
Michael Gorman, thanks for your time here on Sound Ideas today.
Absolutely. Happy to be here.
Michael Gorman is the treasurer of the bicycle advocacy group Bike Blono, which promotes bicycles for everyday transportation. The Bloomington Council will discuss a Complete Streets policy at its Committee of the Whole meeting tonight. It begins at 5:30 at Bloomington City Hall. I'm Willis Kern.